Parents, did you know BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs? Did you even ask? Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
My name's Evan, and I'm a dumb dad. And on today's episode, Kevin tells us why he won't allow kids to hug the plate. He'll back them off with a high and tight fastball.
And Evan tells us, shows us how to be a terrible father.
Oh, man.
Cheers, dummy.
Cheers.
Okay. We're in the spring.
Oh, man.
Spring has sprung.
Yeah. Right. 43 days left of school.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. I was volunteering today at school. We did in my daughter's class, and they did the whole, counting down. They did,
yeah.
What number is it today? Today was 140. So it was all about 43 days left.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, man, that's crazy. Already been 143, 43, already been 140, 43 days left. It was like a month, and then summer, and there was a lot of pressure, and I got a lot of pressure. I got sweaty.
Yeah, but it's 43. I mean, it's still close. I was going to make
it tomorrow.
I was going to make an argument that it's like, well, it's 43 school days. It's not 43 days, but it's so soon.
It's tomorrow. And then we'll be responsible for a summer's worth of entertainment again.
Yeah, which is always fun. And that's so easy to do. That's so easy to do.
Start planning now.
Well, speaking of planning.
Okay.
What I want to talk about is America's favorite pastime.
Ah.
The baseball. We're into baseball into this house, okay? I played T-ball. Maybe that's it. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure that's it. I know you played like through high school or whatever.
Yep. Yeah.
I didn't have a strong care one way or another about it. I've rooted for Boston teams because I liked watching the sports once in a while, but I didn't care. And now we're just like a big old baseball family.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun.
That's awesome.
My son's in T-ball. My daughter's in coach pitch.
So you're working on your knuckleball.
Where it was great, and when we got my son into T-balls, we got my daughter into coach pitch, okay? Yeah. And then my son, being just fresh five, was just bouncing off the walls at the first practice she went to. With a friend. She made a friend there, which was nice.
Sure.
Then we found out, they went to T-ball before, and they're like, actually, a couple kids dropped out. So we got my son and his nephew, so now they're playing, and we're like, this is great. Game one is 7:30 p.m. on a Friday night.
For five-year-olds.
So here's what I want to talk about.
Kevin? You have the field.
We got there, and I will say I got very excited because there was a DJ there.
Yeah.
Playing music for every kid going up to bat.
Dude.
And announcing them, saying their numbers.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is awesome. This is great.
Yeah.
And then that game is
standing we got, 3'8", yeah, weighing in at 41 pounds.
Favorite show, Coco Melon. So we got excited about it. And then the game ended and that DJ packed up and left. The team brought their own DJ. I thought it was like,
this league is legit.
This league is serious.
This Parks and Rec thing is.
BYOD.
Oh, bring your own DJ. Bring your own DJ. Why don't you leave the J off of it?
Yeah. Bring your own disc. I know it's 7:30. My son goes to bed at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I was of the mind, I got to get these kids like hyped up. I'm going to get them hyped up. Because the coach, he had just gotten there. He's played baseball for a lot of his life. So he knew how to play, but he'd never coached us before. So I'm getting the kids all riled up, excited about it. And it worked. We ran some drills, ran some coach ball game. Shout out coach ball game. If you guys don't follow him, he's great. I ran some stuff from some videos I saw him do, and it was amazing how well it worked.
Yeah.
Talk about that. But then we get out to the field, and then I'm out in the field with the kids throughout it. I'm either like coaching first base or I'm out there on defense.
telling them what to do. And it was just chaos. It was just wonderful, lovely chaos.
Yeah.
It was very fun until I don't know, inning three, when the kids were like, my body, something's wrong.
Yeah.
One by one, they all just started shutting down, just kind of losing it. Just like, this kid over here starts crying, and this kid over here is just like, you know, laying down and not, like, not getting up. Like, he's not falling asleep. But I wouldn't be mad at him if he did.
You'd say, like, this kid's batting in the three hole. This one's batting cleanup. This one's batting an eye. That one's asleep. That one's asleep. Nice. That one's asleep.
It was pretty wild. And we were like, oh, okay. It all worked out fine. What's amazing is that my son didn't fall asleep the whole ride home, which made no sense to me. I don't understand how that.
That's not good.
But he fell. He went. It is the best he's ever gone to.
Oh, so he did. Okay, I was gonna say it's something's.
Oh, he got
so
home.
Extra wrong that now he's.
I think he was still psyched about his first baseball game.
Man, you got the primetime slot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was good. That was good.
Under the lights.
ESPN didn't show up. Weirdly enough. I threaded them.
ESPN Ocho. Yeah, threads. Follow us on threads. I think we're still signed into it.
We are. So that's game one. Game two is the next day with my daughter.
Oh, I was going to say, how's he got a doubleheader?
No, that'd be cool. Now it's game two. Now it's coach pitch.
Yeah.
We go out there. And this is what I want to rant about. This is why I'm bringing up my rant is about baseball today.
Uh-huh.
I made a video a week or two ago about baseball, about just like getting picked to be assistant coach or like things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a bunch of people have made videos or posted real videos of parents behaving badly. I've never seen it because, again, I said I don't care that much about the sport until now. And now I'll get a tattoo because my kids like it. And I'll do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But
he's a pushover for his kids' happiness. Gee, this guy.
Our team was so aligned with, like, we gelled. Our team and the families gelled. And I think that happens of all teams. I think you all kind of just gel. You all, like, kind of come together and just like, this is our team. The parents rally behind it. And they rally behind whatever the attitude is of, let's say, the coach.
Uh-huh.
So our team was like the Bad News Bears, just kind of
a bunch of misfits. Sure.
I mean, kids, like, the shirts aren't tucked in and
love it.
Just kind of a mess.
Yeah,
just kind of had to keep going up to them like, let me see you ready, and they're like, right, and the kid hits the ball and a play is made and whatever happens, and then the kid's standing up again. I was like, all right, let me see you, they're ready. And I have to say that, like,
the ball could come to you
800 times.
Yeah.
The other team, the kids were wonderful, and I made sure to, like, tell the kids, like, good job. Like, when the other kid came to base, I was like, hey, man, great hit.
Yeah.
Or when they make a play and stuff, I was like, dude, nice play at first. And because it's not their fault.
Yeah.
But the reason I say that is because this coach was so aggressive, screaming at these kids, screaming, that now the parents are, like, getting mad too. And there was a ball hit, and it was, like, it went along the line of third base. And the ump called foul, and the other side started getting a little rowdy, like angry. And I was like, are you out of your mind? What are you doing?
Well, it's past everybody's bedtime, first of all.
No. This is game two. This is at like 1:45 in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
This is the next day.
Uh-huh. They were up late.
Everyone's
before?
Well rested. I was like, are you out of your mind? This is, even if it wasn't, coach pitched through Parks and Rec with 7 and 8 year olds.
What?
It is still, it's like, it's,
what's the lowest version of it you can get to? And we're still upset about a call?
And to the other team coach's credit, he did, like, have to, like, look at the crowd and go, all right, guys, settle down. But the fact that he had to say it, the fact that there are parents that do this is so embarrassing. It is so embarrassing and obnoxious that you have to, like, what are you showing your kids to, like, I don't even know, to yell at authority when you know it's going to go nowhere, that they might actually shut down the game if you misbehave. And I saw a TikTok today about it. Like, an ump called the game, and I was so proud of the ump. Like, he just wasn't having it. person kicked dirt at him. Like, I think it was the coach.
Yeah.
And he called the game. And I was like, that's it. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. These, like, I'm going to, you forget, I'm being paid whatever you're getting paid to umpire.
Yeah.
A rec league youth baseball game. Like, I tell you.
I don't understand this.
Just, like, on this side of worth my time.
I understand getting.
I want to do it for the kids. But come on, man.
I understand the excitement. I understand, like, I get so jazzed. Like, I'm loving it. I'm watching my like son play T-ball, and it's a disaster. That aspect of it, I love it.
But he's got a smile on his face, right?
Yeah, a smile on his face.
Yeah.
My daughter, watching her play, huge smile on her face.
Yeah.
She got the game ball. Which was pretty awesome. She made a great play at first to get a kid out, like, hit the ball. And then she, like, got out on the, like, her last at-bat, she got tagged out at second.
Mm-hmm.
And she got bummed about that because, like, she was confused. It's her first game. It was the first time, like, another team's, like, parent had to go. And he was nice, but I had to be like, you need to go. You're out. Like, you got to get off the field.
Yeah, she wasn't even aware that she was out.
Right. She wasn't even aware she was out. So she was kind of jarred by that. But, like, she still left and was like, I was like, after I, like, let her stew on that for a second, I talked to her after the game and I was like, well, what'd you think? And she was like, it was awesome. And my son did the same thing. He's like,
yeah,
I'm going to play this every day forever. Mm-hmm. He said that.
It's fun.
And I was like, yeah, I get the passion behind that. Cause, like, my wife and I were so charged up. My wife was very funny. When the game ended, I walked up to her and she was like, she looked like she'd nearly missed, like, a train. Like, she was, like, she was walking and somebody called her and she turned around and a train, like, just narrowly didn't hit her. Cause she had this look of, like, oh my gosh. And she goes, I didn't know that was going to do that to me. about the game, just the whole game. She was shook to her core. And I was like, no, I was out there and I was, like, so jazzed about the whole thing. So I get the passion. I just don't get, like, this toxic behavior of the parents. It's just a bummer that game one, I had to see it. And I was like, and it was just a little bit. It was just a little bit. The fact I could see that they were, like, they were grumbling in a way that they were like, if anybody wants to egg me on, I'll say something. Like, you could just tell it was, like, a rising.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You guys tell me I'm right, I'm going to go for it. And I was like, game one of coach pitch.
It's the type of behavior you see of parents when you think, I guess I thought on day one, we all would have kind of signed up for, like, I'm going to be the best parent I can possibly be. And I'll always do the best thing for my kid.
Yeah.
And we're at 6-year-old, 7-year-old coach pitch. And you already lost that easily. You lost that, you know, like,
yeah,
same. My son's playing baseball for the first time this year, coach pitch as well. And we come home from, we're walking home from practice the other day, and he goes, we were talking about it, and he said something to the effect of, I just hope we're not, like, the last place team or something like that. He just kind of said that out of the blue.
Yeah.
And I go, I hope you have an awesome time this year and you love baseball.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter if you lose every game. There's no...
There's a,
if you have fun doing it, and in each game you play, you can learn a little something new, which means you'll get better if you learn something.
Yes.
Right? By all means, fail, get better, listen, get better. Like, you'll fall madly in love with it. It doesn't matter how good you are at it. It has nothing to do with it. And it has nothing to do with how successful your kid's team is at all.
It also doesn't, a sport doesn't matter if it, in general, sports don't matter. Like, unless you have, like, you know, like, I get it when it, like, they get older and the stuff on the line, like, obviously championships are important, like, don't have this laxy days of latitude.
Sure.
But when we're just trying to get them to fall in love with the sport, and when that sport has a mercy rule per inning of runs allowed before they have to go, all right, that's enough.
All right. We know nobody can field the ball.
It definitely doesn't matter. It definitely does not matter. It's just a bummer because I know on this podcast we talk about our dumb dad moments. And moments where we realize, like, oh, I just have to figure out this grown-up thing on my own. Or this is just like, seeing the parents' behavior is just another reminder that parents aren't necessarily adults.
Oh, deep. Deep. And that is so real and true. I'm super excited for this season for us to kind of continuously talk about getting into baseball. Especially, like, you didn't really play it as much as a kid. Mm-hmm.
and now your family's into it, your kid's doing it. I am the so whatever you want to call it, stereotypical dad. Like, I played it all throughout my youth, love baseball, like couldn't wait for one of my kids to ask if they could play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a sports guy, but mostly like soccer and baseball and golf. I would say those three things I know, like,
not like most of the sports.
I feel like I could teach it.
Yeah.
You know, played golf my whole life, but the other two sports I played for a long time, like I feel like I could teach kids.
Yeah.
So I'm so eager to try, like, get a little taste of it.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm really excited for this season. I was already, like, first two practices, I'm like definitely on the field helping out. But I don't want to be, I'm not going to be the dad who's like, I'm just going to step in here and do this. Like,
oh, definitely,
like, letting the coach run the practice. And then, yes, okay, if he's going to go throw some pitches to kids to hit, I'll go stand in the infield and help the kids.
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay, so let's pay attention, because if the ball comes to you.
Yeah, see? No, you weren't paying attention.
It's all about getting the ball, right?
Yeah.
Because that's our job as infielder. It's also about not getting hit in the face because we're not watching.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That, you're going to be unhappy about that result. Trust me.
Yeah.
You want to get into the dumb dad moments?
Let's get into them.
Okay, I'll start. I have a dumb dad moment, this time brought to you by not paying attention to when you're parenting, which is all the time.
Okay.
Okay. It's kind of short and sweet, but I'll tell you this. If this is a dumb dad moment, sort of in the making, I've been curating this dumb dad moment,
oh,
I think without even realizing that I had been doing
that.
It. The other night, we had dinner, and the kids had, like, you know, cookies or something like that. And we were kind of winding down. I think my son was watching like a show or something. And he said, "Dad, can I have some milk?" And I go, "No problem." And I go to get him a glass of milk. And on the way to the fridge, he goes, "Why do you always do that?" And I said, "Why do I always do what?" He goes, "You're always flipping something." And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Every time you pick something up, you flip it and you catch it. And you just did it with my glass." I was like, I did? And he goes, "Yeah." And you do it with, like, everything you hold. You always, like, flip it and you catch it, but you just did it with the glass. Like, why did you do it with the glass? And I was like, well, I think it's a bad habit of mine. I used to do it with, like, the remote control. Sure, you know, everybody's got, like, your, however you spin
when
it.
The remote controls used to be, like,
yeah,
a brick.
When it was like a brick.
Yeah.
Yeah. The little Apple TV remote's kind of hard to find, first of all.
I'd love to be able to flip it.
Yeah.
I miss it so much.
Luckily, the phone works just as well.
Yep.
But I have done this a long time. It's just like one of those, like, habits, I guess, I have.
Yeah.
See if I can do it with both hands, whatever. Just, like, maintain, like, eye-hand coordination. Again, just waiting for baseball. Somebody just say they wanted to play baseball.
Wow.
Keep myself,
oh my goodness,
busy. But I didn't realize, like, I did it with a glass in front of him, and I was like, well, bit of a bad habit, I guess, or a habit of, like, wanting to be good with my hands and flipping and catching things like the remote or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get good at that, it takes a lot of practice. I practiced for a super long time. Don't do it with a glass or, and this is like, I'm going to not practice what I preach here. I'm just going to tell you, don't do it with a glass
or
anything that
well.
Would break if you dropped it, because if you're going to learn how to do something like that, you're going to drop it a lot first.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also talking out of both sides of my mouth because I literally just did it in front of them without even realizing it.
Because you ask any parenting expert, they'll tell you
it's
always about do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
The gold standard.
Yeah, and that's a parenting strategy we've adapted a long time ago on this podcast and have committed to it.
We talk about what we should have done, but we talk about what we said, and we also apologized about what we said.
The best part is, like, why do you always do that?
Uh-oh.
It's kind of like, did I say that out loud? Like, I don't know what happened.
You're like, listen, bud, I groan when I get out of my chair. Oh, not that. You've always done that. Okay.
Yeah. Trust me, nothing came out. I was just standing up.
Oh, did I mutter a curse word under my breath?
Yeah. It's because I'm chugging milk. I'm trying to go to bed. I mean,
at least they're not the edge of the head. Dad, how come sometimes you have a false start when you get out of the chair?
Yeah. Up, back down,
okay.
All the way up. Commit to all the way up.
And exhale.
That is brilliant. So anyway, yeah, we'll
I'll let you know.
Keep me posted.
Let you know if something breaks.
Just I need
when
you
something breaks
to remember that when he breaks something and he says, I was throwing it in the air before you unload on him.
Yeah.
Remember.
Which is how I am normally.
Where it started. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we're breaking glass and then you throw one against the wall. We all know how you operate.
Yeah. I'll be that parent on the baseball field.
Yep.
I don't even know. How could you yell at kids with a straight face? How could you yell at children with a straight face? And then you're driving home with the same kid thinks, you know, you're not fun to be around. Like, I don't know what you're doing.
There was one kid who got yelled at the game, not to go back to it. But he was out. He was tagged out at first.
Yeah.
And the coach yelled, because I think the kid stopped. Because, again, it's their first game of coach bitch. He saw, another kid pick up the ball, so thought the play was dead. So he stopped. So now it's just... The runner.
Yeah.
So now it's just a bunch of grown-ups yelling at children, including our side, because we're just throw it to first. Because the kid is holding it, at the pitching mound or whatever, just I have it. We're I know, give it to the person at first.
Yeah.
Anyway, he gets the kid out on first, and the coach just, what's the matter with you? As the kid's as the kid's walking back to the dugout, as he says, what's the matter with you? And silence was heard around the entire, baseball field.
Check a mirror, dude. Oh, my God.
And it was just he's already embarrassed. Getting out is embarrassing.
Yeah.
At any
age. I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
First game.
I remember being out in baseball. I'm playing T-ball. It's embarrassing. But then when you get screamed at for being so bad at the sport.
For learning something.
Then you're
you get screamed at for learning something.
Shame on you for trying this.
And not being one of the best players on the team.
Not being one of the best. So annoying.
I was talking about this the other day. It's not even baseball is somewhat simple. Mm-hmm. But
hit ball with stick, run in circle.
Yeah. But I think it very quickly goes to a deep explanation as to how it works.
Well, the mechanics?
You mean getting together with three or four of your friends at the park and playing a home run derby or something, I'll pitch to you, you hit, we'll go get it. That's much different than nine players take the field and then everyone else goes in the dugout and they go into a batting lineup and get three outs and it's detailed, more the detail than that, there's balls and strikes and you have to fight, to stay alive in the count. If you hit, it starts to get so wildly complicated in terms of just explaining how the rules go, right? Uh-huh. That it's so wild to me. Why even begin there with that age? Just start with, give them six things to focus on. And the other thing I'll say that I think Coach Baseball nails, I saw one of his posts, he said, here's how you cheer, or here's how you behave in the bleachers as a parent. I know. I was it was so good. It was your job is to clap.
Yeah.
The coach will coach the kids, tell them where to throw the ball, whether or not to run. But if you're all yelling it, it's never going to get through to the kid. They're not going to be able to listen. There's going to be too many screaming parents.
Yeah.
He's don't yell out, don't yell when they're doing something wrong or look disappointed when they strike out. It's just clap every time and smile. Saw you out there, boy. Good job.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do. So with that, I'll go to my dumb dad moment.
Okay.
Which is brought to you again by baseball.
Great.
Because.
Tis the season. Well. That's not how you say it, but.
So I know that you. Have mentioned how much you love baseball. You've been playing it. You feel you're good enough at it that you could teach. And I definitely have pitched in. I noticed that the very first practice I went to, he was by himself out there.
Yeah.
Maybe there's one other dad out there on the first practice, but I could tell what he's doing. So I was like, Coach, do you need a hand? He was like, I need as many as I can get. And I was like, all right, I got you. So I went out there and I helped out. And then once my son got signed up for it, now I'm helping out with both teams at all times. So he was just kind of he's got a kid in T-ball and a kid in coach pitch. I've got a kid in T-ball and coach pitch. That's the only two families that have one in both. So my daughter's first game, I was the head coach.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Yeah.
It's always the person who doesn't want it.
Yeah. This coming from the PTA president who just looked at the wrong person.
That's what I'm saying. It's a personality flaw. I'm not super proud. I was proud to be at the games. I like being out in the field.
If Kevin makes contact with another adult on accident, his first response is, I'm sorry, what? Yeah, I'll do it. What do you need?
I might be on the general election in November for president. I don't know.
Wouldn't be a bad press for us.
We get more followers.
So my dumb dad moment is brought to you by U.S. politics.
I ran this by my press secretary. I can say this. So... yeah, I went out there and I was the coach for the game. He told me with the last practice. He was like, "Hey, just so you know, I can't make the game, so you're gonna be the coach."
Okay, I'm
like,
sorry. Yeah, what do you need? Yes.
Okay, how does that work? What does that mean? What do you mean? There were other dads there, but I think because I did both practices, he pinned me for it. So I was just
That's your puppy dog eyes and the new haircut. That's what it is.
Because I was willing. I didn't have the haircut. Maybe now that I have one, he'll take it away from me. He's like, you look like a child. But it was
hey,
like,
bud, you bring your glove. Oh, it's Kevin.
So we went out there and it was wild. So we get to the game and I was just like, luckily his wife was there, who is the official assistant coach.
Yeah.
So she, like, thank God she had the batting lineup, because I was like, what? And I was there the night before with my son, and that batting line, she was also in charge of that batting lineup. Yeah. And that was kind of a mess. So she came up with a better system, which was very smart. She just, like, wrote down every kid's name on, because they're just children. They're just shuffling around talking to each other. They're not going to sit in batting lineup order.
No.
So she just wrote down every kid's name on a little flash card. And then kept it in two pockets and then drew a card and was like, Evan, you're up. Put it in the other pocket.
Put it in the discard pile.
And then just kept rotating those piles. And I was like, it's genius.
That's not a bad idea.
It's a great system. So she did that. So thank God she had the batting lineup. But then it was like, we were hitting first. So I was like, all right, I guess we're hitting first. So I'm pitching. So it's coach pitch.
How nervous are you?
So nervous.
Don't hit a kid. Don't hit a kid. Don't hit,
don't
a, kid,
hit a kid. Don't hit a kid. Don't hit a kid. Don't hit a kid.
Yeah.
I'm throwing the ball.
Brushing him off the plate a little bit.
My first pitch to my daughter, she hits it and gets on base. And the umpire was her coach when she was just doing like the
drills and stuff. Yeah.
The clinic. So he's kind of like the umpire for all the games, mm-hmm. which made me super happy. It's good to see him again. He's a coach ball game-esque guy.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He's just all about just the love of the game. So it was cool to see him there because I was like, where is he? Like, I was hoping to be the coach of one of these teams. And then I saw him and I was like, oh, that's perfect. So he was there, but he starts laughing because the pitch that I threw to my daughter was garbage. I threw it so high and she axe chopped that thing.
Yeah.
And made good contact, got to first safely.
That's not protecting the plate. That's just...
she's just protecting everyone. That was just like, protect everyone behind me. I got you. Stay behind me. I'll bat these things away. I did hit one kid.
Did you really? No.
It was a rogue bounce. But it did bounce and then hit
it. It bounced into the plate?
It bounced...
Your slider just dropped out the bottom of it before he could even...
Here's the thing. I am a terrible pitcher. I shouldn't have been doing any of this. Here's the thing. As soon as we got there, I said to the other dads, because I knew I was going to have to pitch.
Yeah.
There was three other dads there. And they were like, so we're all just going to kind of, I was like, yeah, we're all just, I'm not, because they were like, so you're the coach? And I was like, I mean, yeah, but like, let's just all, everyone's a coach. Like, what are we doing here? Absolutely not.
Get all the cooks in the kitchen, all of them.
Yeah, all the cooks in the kitchen. They were like, got it. And I go, and it's the same thing happened the week before when I had my daughter's practice, when the coach goes, does anybody want to help me be catcher? And everyone went silent for too long, where I was like, all right, fine, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And blew out my knees. I didn't really, but it hurt. It didn't feel good.
Yeah.
Same thing happened where I was like, either you guys interested in pitching? All right.
Did you hear me?
I guess I'll pitch.
Anyone?
So I went up there and pitched. And then I made the mistake. I made the mistake of, in the first inning, I got the hang of it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, okay. And then one of the dads was just like, why don't you just take a knee? Like pitch from your knee.
Yeah.
Because I was just pitching standing up.
Well, I tried catcher last week and then
the problem was that it threw me off and then I threw it just kind of one of the pitches just down in the dirt, honestly, before home plate. It landed in the dirt and then just bounced and just hit the kid. And the umpire just leaned over and goes, "You're supposed to charge the plate. You're supposed to charge the plate when that happens.
Yeah.
You charge the pitcher, take him out." The kid was like, "Huh?
To dinner?"
The kid was like, he's like, "It's fine."
That's hilarious.
So yeah, my dumb dad moment was just, I don't know, just sometimes just don't be involved. Just sit in the bleachers and clap, like you said. Just
that's your role. That's your role.
But here I am now.
Sit and clap.
I'm going to be there on another day the coach can't make it. Picture day. I'm going to have to stand in for the coach on picture day.
I can't wait to see the look on your face in that photo.
I'm going to look like a kid who just won a lollipop.
Smiling but like nervous about what's going on, looking around at the kids to see if they're moving. They shouldn't be moving.
Sit up straight. Sit up straight. Look at the camera. The shirts
will be team.
The shirts will be tucked in that time.
No.
Point is, I don't know what I'm doing. And
well, that's why we exist here on the podcast, is to again learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Get a little bit better.
Yeah.
And please give detailed stories about thinking about signing your kids up to baseball to coaching baseball. It's a short, you're not too careful, they're going to be scouting you. You know, this guy went from like the bleachers to coaching his team.
I expect to be league commissioner by the end of the month. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
I think I'm going. That might be the problem, is that I'm going.
I keep signing things.
Yeah. You know, all you really got to do, show up, have a good time.
Yeah.
Bring yourself a bag of sunflower seeds.
That's all it is.
It's really, baseball is just an excuse to have sunflower seeds, as far as I was concerned when I was a kid.
Not a fan.
Well, let's unpack that a different time.
Yeah, let's get out of here, guys. if you have some baseball horror stories, or
you do.
Well, if you do, please let us know. Or just bad examples you set for your children. Yeah. You guys can email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on Instagram. We're @thedumbdads. And that is our name across all platforms. Mm-hmm. So follow us, like, and subscribe.
Watch
this on YouTube. You watch the full episode. Hi there on YouTube. I'm waving to you. Sorry, podcast listeners only.
Haha. You don't get the wave.
I did say hi, though.
Oh.
So go to YouTube, subscribe. Rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thanks to Everdo on SoundCloud for the music for this. And thanks, as always, to my wonderful wife, Annie, and our producer for editing this podcast. Yeah. Got a joke to send us out?
Sure. Here we go. We're going to flip through our book here, a handy dandy book. This always takes me like 10 minutes to find it.
Just pick one.
Dad, help. I'm addicted to social media. Dad says, I don't follow you.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad, actually. A little rude, actually, but
yeah.
You think you'd want to kind of monitor the behavior on social media?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? But
bad fathers.
Bad father.
Here we go again.
Guess what? Okay. Probably not the baseball team head coach. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.